Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a man who believed in boys and believed in their basic goodness. The man's name was Floyd, although probably... Floyd was fond of saying there's no such thing as a bad boy. And he put his heart and his soul and his reputation where his words were. On March 1 of 1913, Floyd bought a rundown 40-acre farm. His daddy helped him with a purchase. There was no house on the land, only a weathered barn and a rickety sheep shed. But Floyd had big plans for the place, so he corralled 10 homeless boys, self-styled young tough guys. And he brought them all out onto the farm where they slept in the hayloft at night, and by day helped Floyd build a house big enough for them and for the dozen more neglected boys who soon followed. By autumn, they were all moved in. Even though electricity was not then available in that rural district, Floyd wired the house in anticipation of it, and thus did his little community of lost and found boys one day possess the first electrified home in the county. It was in that very building that Floyd wrote his community's creed, the first line of which was, "We believe that there is no such thing as a bad boy." And Floyd went on to declare that badness is not a normal condition, but the result of misdirected energy, and that every normal boy will be good if given an opportunity in an environment of love and activity. Floyd believed in the dignity of labor, in the importance of play, and that a boy's spiritual development ought to go hand in hand with his physical and mental and moral development. Floyd believed that boys should be treated not as a class, but as individuals. But most of all, Floyd believed in the boys themselves. Well, sir, over the years, that 40 acres grew to 200 acres. The solitary house is now 28 buildings. The 10 original boys are now 2,000. Floyd is gone, but his dream and his faith in the basic goodness of children live on. This coming October will make the 75th anniversary of the young people's facility he founded. And there are still no walls and no barbed wire. If a boy wants out, he just gets up in the night, dresses quietly, and leaves. But very few do. Floyd once said he never beat the boys, not because it might have some ill effect upon them, but upon him. He used to tell his boys, "More things are wrought through vision and faith and prayer than this old world knows of. For we know that by faith in God and faith in himself, a boy can grow to be a man. Give me the boys nobody else wants," he said. And the vast majority of them grew up as fine examples of his faith in them. And yet, again, the most famous thing Floyd ever said was, "There is no such thing as a bad boy." But you never gave him credit for saying that. Nobody did. Until now. Even the World Book Encyclopedia, Webster's American Bibliographies, countless other respected sources have credited that phrase, "No such thing as a bad boy," to Father Flanagan of Boys Town. Father Flanagan never said it, not once. The man you've just met was Floyd Starr, and he founded Michigan's now renowned Commonwealth for Boys 5 full years before Father Flanagan's Boys Town. And now you know the rest of the story.